Judges chapter 4. Then the sons of Israel did what was wrong in the eyes of the Lord again. But Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor, the commander of whose army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, for he had 900 iron chariots, and he oppressed the sons of Israel severely for 20 years. Now Deborah was a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, and she was judging Israel at that time. And she was sitting under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Beth-El at Mount Ephraim. And the sons of Israel went up to her for justice. And she sent for and called for Barak the son of Abinoam in Kedesh Naphtali. And she said to him, did not the Lord God of Israel command you and say, go and seize Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men from the sons of Naphtali and from the sons of Zebulun? And I will draw Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, to you at the Kishon brook, with his chariot fleet and his multitude, and I will deliver him into your hands. Then Barak said to her, if you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go. Then she said, I will willingly go with you, but you will not have the honour of the expedition which you are going on, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kedesh. Then Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali together in Kedesh, and 10,000 men went up in his footsteps, and Deborah went up with him. And Heber the Kenite, who had parted from the Kenites, one of the sons of Hobab, Moses' father-in-law, pitched his tent at the oak at Za'ananim, which is next to Kedesh. And it was reported to Sisera that Barak the son of Abinoam had gone up to Mount Tabor. So Sisera called up the whole of his chariot fleet, 900 iron chariots, and all the people who were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles to the Kishon brook. Then Deborah said to Barak, arise, for this is the day on which the Lord has delivered Sisera into your hand. Will not the Lord go out before you? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. And the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariot fleet and the whole of his camp by the edge of the sword before Barak. But Sisera descended from his chariot and fled on foot. And Barak pursued the chariot fleet and the camp as far as Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the whole of Sisera's camp fell at the edge of the sword. Not even one remained. And Sisera fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin, king of Hazor, and the house of Heber, the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, and she said to him, turn in, my lord, turn in to me. Do not be afraid. So he turned into her tent, and she covered him with a blanket. And he said, please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a flask of milk and let him drink, and she covered him. And he said to her, stand at the entrance to the tent, and make sure if a man comes and asks you and says, is there a man here, that you will say, no. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg, and she took a mallet in her hand, and she went to him stealthily, and she drove the peg into his temple, and it penetrated the ground, while he was slumbering and was weary. And he died. And what happened was that when Barak was pursuing Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and she said to him, come, and I will show you the man you are looking for. So he went to her, and there was Sisera, fallen down dead, with the peg in his temple. So God humiliated Jabin, king of Canaan, on that day before the sons of Israel. And the force of the sons of Israel was ongoing and severe against Jabin, king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan.